Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 3rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the election of mayors in various towns and cities.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about local authorities as they elect new mayors following the July 30th general elections.
Harare councillors today elected a new mayor, Herbert Gomba, of the MDC Alliance. Gomba will be deputized by Enoch Mpamawonde. Though a ceremonial mayor, Gomba is expected to cater for all Zimbabweans in the city with at least 2 million people.
In the southwestern parts of the country, Bulawayo councillors are expected to elect a mayor tomorrow amid friction between local residents and a local councillor who asked to be sworn in Shona.
Mayors play a critical role in enhancing service delivery while closely following party ideologies. Zimbabwe's two major cities are under the control of the MDC Alliance, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who contested the July 30th presidential election.
Will the mayors and councillors cater for the needs of local people?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yohambe mahlebe zulinali njalo lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Lamhlanje sikhuluya ngokwenziwa ngamameya njalo okwenziwa la ngamakansila endaweni ezijeneyo. Sizwile ke ukuthi lamhlanje kukhethwe umeya edolobheni leHarare. Umeya ke lo ubaba uGomba uvela kuMTC Alliance. So ke udebutazwa futhi ngumuntu ovela kuMTC Alliance. Kuna ngale ke eHarare MTC Alliance yanqoba sibili ukunyokumalisayo. Kwaba le city eyodwa nje kuphela lapho kwangena khona umuntu obebandla leZANU-PF. Kuzokubuya ke uBulawayo khona ngale ke bakhetha omeya kusasa. Lapha ke omeya bakhethwa ngamakansela, amakansela oBulawayo angu-29. So ke singazi ukuthi bakhetha bani kodwa sikubonayo bakhona abanye abaningi abafuna ukuthi bangene kube ngomeya. Sikhuluma nje ke kulokuxoxozela okuthize koBulawayo lapho ke omunye wamakansela ocele ukuthi athathe isifungo sehhovisi ngesiyona kodwa ke akusahambanga kuhle kwabanye abantu abathi kwenza into embi kakhulu ngawe ufunge ngesiNdebele kumbe ngesikhiwa. Ye, so ke kunjalo kodwa ke ngaso sikhangela sibili amakansela labo meya benzelani phela amadolobho onke lawo. Kunjalo ke wena.
Makaliko jwe. Nasi nyaya yedu yafamba yashika paya ngapa chi kujwa na vanhu. Saka nasi uno makansela omuHarare vasarudza meya wavo mutsva unovava Herbert Gomba veMDC Alliance. And vanenge vachibatsirwa nava Enoch Mpamawonde. Basa rameya ibasa rinoita sokuti netse nokuti unowanika uri pakati nepakati pemapato anenge ezvematongere enyika. Asi vanotarisirwa kuti vaite basa ravo vasingapasanidzi vasingasarudzi kuti uyu ndiwe mabato ripi uyu ndiwe bato ripi. Bulawayowo vachasarudzavo meya mangwana sipa pane nyaya nomutauro. Pamusoro pomwe kansela akaramba kutora mhiko yake nechirungu achiti unoda kutora mhiko yake neshona. Yakadoita nyaya yakanetsa zvikuru saka tinotarisira kuti kuda pamwe zvichagadziriswa basa rigoitwa haro zvakanaka. Saka tinoda kuti titarise nyaya yamakanzira akatoreswa mhiko nemakanzira achatoreswa mhiko mangwana nemameya akasarudzwa nhasi nemameya achasarudzwa mangwana. Titarise basa ravo ravanoita kuti vanokwanisa kuita basa ravo here kana kuti vachaita basa ravo zvakanaka here vasingakanganiswi nezvematongero enyika zvamapato emakanzura akava sarudza ndoa nyaya toda kutarisa iyo tinoimba kuti muchakwanisa kutifonerawo tinzwe pamumire nezvitarisiro zvenyu kuvaranda veguta sezvatataura vakasarudzwa nevachasarudzwa mangwana ndizvo zvodhure.
As we mentioned, there's a councillor in Bulawayo, Councillor Arnold Batirai. So for the video of him, let's just listen to what he was saying with the, those people that were actually, you know, they were, some of them were told they were very angry over what he wanted to do. Let's just listen. So that is the Councillor Batirai there. So he's tussling with the local people. They are saying what you're trying to do is not right.
Some of these things are just a little bit off kilter, because they can cause a lot of other problems that are really not necessary at all. But anyway, let's see what happens and how the city fathers handle the situation. Maybe they can reprimand him or whoever was at fault.
Mr. Kutakapulu of the Democratic Alliance, Democratic Party. So we're saying he talked to him and he wants to write an apology. He says, as a leader, he did the wrong thing. So he wants to apologize. I guess maybe he's going to send the apology as soon as possible, maybe by tonight or tomorrow. So he says, as a leader, he could have behaved in a much better way.
That's a good start.
Looking at what is happening in Bulawayo as well, we know that Mr. Nelson Chamisa's MTC Alliance actually won all the seats, you know. And out of these 29 seats, there are some people who want to be mayors. One of them is Solomon Mkuni. Mkuni is roughly between 34 and 35 years old. He's a lawyer, and he wants to be a mayor. So the other person that wants to be a mayor is Mr. Norman Tabano. Norman has been, he's a veteran political activist, you know, based in Bulawayo. Then these two have got their own fellows that they want to interact with. So we are told that Solomon Mkuni wants to run with Ndandu Ngube, and then we've got Tabano wants to run with Tinashe Kambaram. So according to some people in the MTC Alliance, Solomon Mkuni was chosen by Chamisa. So we tried to confirm this with the party, but people didn't want to say a lot of things. But it's something that is well known. So I talked to councillors as well. They're saying, well, they're going to see what they can do tomorrow. They couldn't tell me exactly who they're going to vote for. So they're keeping their cards next to their chest.
These are some of the things that might just, you know, sort of ruffle people's feathers a little. Because you want to give authority for these kind of things where it belongs. There are people who might really feel that the party leader should stand back and let the people, the councillors who were elected, do the work. We don't want a situation where people start saying that people are being imposed. I think we have gone through that a lot of times.
But that's politics.
Unfortunately.
So politics goes that way. So let's see what people are saying, you know, on Facebook about some of these issues before we get one of our callers. Kumla Ngobe says, I'm here today with you guys. I'm watching. Then Musa Masbuko is saying, this guy, Batirai, is not doing the right thing. And then Andrew Maramoize is also watching. So thank you so much, Andrew. I know him from long time.
Yes, that's
he's in Botswana, right?
Yes,
he's a journalist by profession. Thank you for joining us. For it to see our cool. So as you run the bus, to mezeli no bolo zenu. Alfonso Tikoke lati kona pa kona manje ko VOA Studio 7. Stoka ngo unye ngi pela se ali pagulela elofisi kutile kutole. So lamta ke stoka ngo tabalolo lokuthi kudingwa amameya emadolobheni kobulawayo kambe kuyangena ubani kulabanye abathi abafuna umuntu ongaveli endaweni leyo kobulawayo kube khona abanye abathi hayi akulandaba umuntu nje angangena ihalale siyabona kulomnumzana ugomba usengenele esikhundleni lesi so ugomba ke usekelwa ngubaba Enoch Mpamawonde ye la esephakathi khonapho so ke bonke laba ngabe MDC Alliance so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi omeya laba lamakansela azalenzelani kujalo kwemfuto.
Tiwenda kudzwa kuti tiwone kuti muharare umu zvatoitika zvapera meya wasarudzwa. Tiwenda kuti tinzwe kuti vanotarisira chinyi nekuti Harare yagara ichiita ma zvinhu zvinonetsa kwenguva yakareba. Tinoda kuona kuti rwendo runoro zvinhu zvichatanga kufamba zvakanaka here pasina kukakavadzana kunoita zvematongero enyika nekuti mameya anga ari muHarare anga achikomplena nenyaya yekuti uku hurumende inopindira kana iri local government ukuwo mapato ezvematongero enyika avanenge vachitsigira kana kuti vachitevera achipindira saka vanga vachiita sekuti vanobatwa vari pakati nepakati saka tinoda kuona kuti Harare ichazvifambisa sei kubva nhasi kuzvinovapiwa meya mutsva namakanzura matsva kuti basa remuHarare richafamba zvakanaka.
So one of the most problematic things in Harare are vendors. And they are considered as problematic, but that's the situation, you know, pertaining to the economy. So we don't know whether these new councillors will actually run with the police, since it is an MDC territory, or not. So all those questions, we hope that our guests are going to answer or respond to some of those questions. So now our guests, maybe we are trying to get hold of them, and the phones are not going through, but hopefully we'll get them.
Yes.
So you can talk to people and ask them maybe to come to the Shona VOA Studio 7 page.
Pane ma message
you can read those
arikuya. Asi mazhinji vandi kungurakidza kuti vanhu vakatarisa vakaterera chirongwa havasati vatanga kutaura havo zvavanofunga nekuti kuda pamwe vanoda kunzwa kuti vachauya pachirongwa vachataura kuti chinyi asi tine vanhu vakawanda kubva kuJohannesburg. Kuna Thomas Matamba nadzo noti masura sei vachimbare vasitole matanda vese vari kuti simbisa vachitikurudzira kuti tiite basa asi vakamirira kunzwa kuti vanhu vedu vatakaisapa pakutaura nesu vanoti chinyi vagokwanisa kupindura zvavanenge vanzwa.
So I think we've got some other people that are sending messages. One of them is Mark Matiza. He says people must stop this kind of racist thing of fighting over tribal issues. So then Christopher Howard Masiza says Zimbabwe is in a big fix. And then Mark Matt is back again. He says we are all Zimbabweans. All languages are very special. So according to the Zimbabwe Constitution, there are 16 official languages. And out of these, you can speak one language or the other in any place that you wish. I guess we've got a caller, right?
Yes. Tina Precious Shimba. Rashimba Murugutenza.
Riku Kunzwai.
Makadini Enyumu Harariumu.
Tino Farashi Kuru, Kwagadini, Washington DC.
Kurinani Makorokoto ka Gutaravana Mea.
Ndizvo zvatangati tichishuwira tinofara nekuti guta refanhu kunzi riri kutungamirwa necommission isu tine vanhu vatakasarudza saka hano tinofara.
Sokuona nokuziva kwatinoita Harare yanga iri pakati pematambudziko akawanda wanda kubva kune zvemvura nemavendors vanotengesera mumigwagwa zvese zvinga zvichinetsa tichinzwa vamwe vachikomburana nenyaya yekuti hurumende inopindira norumwe rutivi mapati ezvematongerwo enyika anopindira norumwe rutivi iko zvinezvi vashumba imimi somukuru weHarare Residents Trust imimi nevagari vemuHarare chii chamakatarisira pama kanzura machwa maka sarudza haya na mea mchwa wa sarudzo. Chisa maka tarisira kuti chitwe no kutanga kuti zvinhu zvitange kupinda mugwara.
Chekutanga kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kumisa ma programs ese ehuori wanga uchiitwa nemakanselers newashandi weguta kunyanya mukutorwa kwenzvimbo dzinochengeta mvura atingati mawetlands nekutorwa kwenzvimbo dzezvikoro dzichiitwa dzimba kutorwa kwenzvimbo dzemakliniki dzichiitwa dzimba uori hwacho hwanga huchiitwa nemakanselers anga achienda kunoshandisa masimba avo vachichinja nzvimbo idzodzo kuti dzizove nzvimbo dzavanopa vanhu vemapato avo kuti vawane rutsigiro. Saka wakatora nzvimbo dzakati wandei muguta reHarare dzatingati mawetlands nzvimbo dzisina kurongwa zvekuti imomo munzvimbo idzodzo maiita kuti vanhu vazhinji warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzezvikoro, warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzemakiriniki. Saka idambudziko ratichikuda kuti wagadzirise. Chechipiri, vanofanirwa kugadzirisa nyaya yechisungo chavakaita gore radarika rekuti vanoda kuiunza maprepaid water meters. Kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kudzima resolution iyoyo uye kana wakada kuti waroda kuenderera mberi nayo makambani akapiwa kuti awe anounza chirongwa ichi. Pane kambani yavachombo, pane kambani yevatungamiri vamwe vemukanzuru. Makambani ose akapiwa programu iyoyo ngaitangwe patsva, patsvagwe kuti zvakambofamba sei. Tiri kuti izvozvo zvinofanira kuferefetwa kuitira kuti wasaite basa rekupanana mabasa wachiunza projekti isingadikwi nevagari. Chechitatu, vari kufanirwa kuunza mvura yakakwana kuvagari nekutakura marara. Marara iko zvino mumisha mizhinji haasi kutakurwa nekuda kwekuti zviri kunzi mota hadzizi kukwanirana. Isu tinoona dambudziko riripo nderekuti kanzuru haisi kusupervisor nekukontrola washandi wayo panyaya dzekutakurwa kwemarara. Ndo zvinhu zvandingati ndiyo nyaya zhinji. Uye kuti panoumbwa budget reguta reHarare, wagari hawafanirwi kuita zvekuzongoudziwa budget ratogadzirwa. Wagari vari kuda kuve pakati pekugadzirwa kwebudget ravo kubva kwekutanga kusvikira rapasiswa nekanzuru, kwete kuti rigadzirwe nevashandi rozounzwa kuvagari iro ratopera kugadzirwa. Kare waiita zvibvumirano zvekuti wakwanise kuisa mari yakawanda muhomwe dzezvinhu zvinobhenefita washandi vakuru vemukanzuru. Saka kwatiri seHarare Residents Trust tiri kushuvira kuti kanzuru yedu yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kucherechedza kuti vagari ndiwo musimboti wekufambiswa kwembasa reguta.
Moramba muri papo vashumba, tine mibvunzo pane zvamataura izvozvo. Musabva pafoni, tiri kudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Toda kumboenda kuBulawayo kuna
before that you can translate to
what Mr. Shumba is saying is that the first thing that has to be done by the new council, city council and the mayor, is to stop the practice of corruption. He says that there was just too much corruption in the city council, and this resulted in the loss of a lot of land, what they call the wetlands. Land that was earmarked for schools, land that was earmarked for clinics, but was eventually parceled out to members of political parties.
And he talked about wetlands as well, right?
Yes.
Corruption and all
corruption, wetlands. He touched also on the hot potato of the prepaid water meters. It is one of the things that he wants to make sure that it's dealt with immediately. It seems to be a very, a cause of concern to many people in many cities. And he's complaining also about the refuse collection.
Yeah.
That has not been handled very, very well. So these are some of the major points that he is saying they want the city council, the new councillors and
to,
the mayor
to
deal with immediately.
So now we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Tinashe Kambarami. He is in Bulawayo, he is one of the councillors. Kambarami, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, thank you so much.
So briefly, you are a new council, and what is your agenda like?
Hello?
As a new council, what is your agenda like? Have you set an agenda for residents?
Well, yes. As you can see, in the last of Bulawayo, we see the Bulawayo almost a clean city. We make sure we think about the service delivery is the first thing. As we can see, that is what we are supposed to be pushing. Abantu bevele damanzi aklini kungabanga damanzi angcolile njengalokho sokusenzakala kwamanye kwezinye izigaba. Abantu bethole ama-services awemali abazibhadalelayo ama-rates ababhadalayo every month. Imigwaqo nemali abazibhadalayo kuzonke kuzinara konke khonokho kulungise bedrive emgwaqweni e-right engenamapotholo. Yikwezi kukhangele and besides that, we want to take our city to the next level. When we talk about modernization, our cities here, to go Zimbabwe, we are way behind. We need to move from the analog era to the digital era. You visit other countries, you would see, even a small town, in Francis Town, we used to visit Francis Town, but right now when you visit Francis Town, we have one that you have charged with your overseas because they've been moving with time. We do something, we talk about something. I wouldn't say that I have a mad. It's mad. So, in case if you know, to manage our resources to go to our lap, to go to collective, to apply town, which are clean, about the man, the mass clinic at 24 hours. The police station won't get into the country. But we can only do that if we are managing our resources. In Kwakwetu, I'm a check on the law, the is fatalized in Ara. Who be right is from the M-Kwakwune right. I want to know what is fatalized in Seren Zanjan. That is what we want.
Yeah, go to Kulma and Jalo Baba Kambarami. There was Taban to Abala Mali. In Abantuanga Mali, Abula Mali, in Genaku Kuluman and Jalo, now cancelled. Now, Kangalas Vilaman Palace, where it is Mahalisa is a man. Into njalo so ukuthi likhulume ngalokho we digital era into njalo akusukuthi ukumbezele gijima kakhulu
hayi yabona into abantu abangayinanzeleliyo ayisiki ukuthi even lo babantu bengela mali siyakwazi ukuthi i-economy yethu ayimanga kuhle kathesi akulazi mali kodwa abantu they are still paying ama rates konoko uncane umuntu kanti wabhadala $20 ngibe $30 yakhe anjo kumele imali yakhe isebenze kuhle ngibalene because not only one person obhadalayo abantu siyakwazi balezikwereti izinto zizaba right bazabhadala izikwereti zabo kodwa kathesi bayabhadala they are still paying. Abanye balama payment plan abalezikwereti they are paying something towards their arrears but into ekhona ngeyokuthi those few resources ezingenayo anjo abantu kumele bebone ukuthi imali zabo zisebenza njani. Ngizakufanisela last year izinara ithethe from kobulawayo ngapha 200 million ehambile izinara imali imithelo esiyibhadalayo ezimota kodwa we only got 200,000 back from zinara iyalungisa njani umgwaqo ikilometer kuphela i-1 kilometer ukulungisa umgwaqo you need 1 million but they collected 200 million and they only returned 200,000 you can't even 200 meters umgwaqo 100 meters so what I'm saying is we want to manage our own resources bengabele kubesitela amanga besithi devolution befuna ukuvotelwa i-devolution ngeyokuthi simanage ama resources yethu lapha kobulawayo sisebenzise imali le kobulawayo kulungisa imgwaqo abantu nxa bebhadele anything njengakhona lokhu kanti you see they were trying to get even ozinwa ukuthi bebuye bezothatha over amani ama-rates things anto ezisenza ukuthi even eHarare benatha amanzi angcolileyo. So into esiyithoyo ngeke ukuthi we need to manage our own resources imali zethu zingahambi zikhanjise eHarare zisethengela ama-shape ama-4x4 abantu bedubeka imali yabo they are hard earned and current umuntu ehambe elayina ngale etshonelele ebhenki ethole $30 eyibhadala esithi kasini ngale omunye umuntu esiyathenga i-4x4 ngemali yakhe.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke.
We want to manage those few resources that are there. We want to manage them. Sisebenzise imali zabantu kuhle. Abantu bebone ukuthi babhadalelani.
Awubonike. Thank you so much. Sicela ubambe khona lapho ke baba Kambarami. So I think we had him. He was mixing Ndebele and English. So he was very clear on what they want to do. And one of the things is devolution, you know. So he says they need to manage their own resources. If that doesn't happen, they can't develop the city. He put an example of what Zinara collected last year. That is 200 million from roads, you know, and then plowed back only $200,000 for the local kind of infrastructure. So he says that money couldn't even do a kilometer or half a kilometer. So if they manage those resources, they can do something better than what is happening right now.
Yeah. Vashumba manzo angumunya chitaura uyo muri pere.
Ndizvo.
Yeah. Munofungei nezvataurwa navakambarami? Uyezve mvunzo ndoda kubvunza pane zvamambotaura zviyandiwo kuti chamunoona chichapinduka iko zvino chii kana City Council yakanga iripo yanga ichitadza kuita basa pamusoro pokupindira kwaita hurumende namapanto ezvamatongero enyika chinokupai tarisiro yokuti vacharega kuita zvese izvi chingave chii uyezve nenyaya yeugori yamataurai ichamiswa sei.
Ndinoda kutanga kupindura nyaya yehuori. Kana tichitarisa ku national president Emmerson Mnangagwa wari kutaura izvi rekuti huori hawadi kuti huenderere mberi, wakaisa kumbira ihodzi kuti acting prosecutor general. Saka muguta reHarare nenyaya yekuti tine humbo hwakawanda hwehuori, kune mamwe macouncillors akange ari kuita huori adzoka zvakare mukanzuru iyi. Asi tinofara kuti kune macouncillors 31 matsva adzoka ari kupinda kekutanga. Macouncillors ari kupinda kekutanga setsika yatadzidza kuona muguta reHarare. Washandi wekanzuru wanoda zvikuru kunongedzera makanzela matsva nzira dzekutora nadzo mari. Saka tinoziva kuti vamwe wari kuuya wanga vasingaendi kumabasa, wazhinji wavo wakanga vangori maactivisti anongoita zvemusangano. Saka pavari kupinda apa wane shungu yekuti wavewo nemastendi, wane shungu yekuti wawane dzimba dzekugara, wane shungu yekuti waratidzwe nekupinzawo hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo nevanhu vekumapato avo mabasa, city parking nekunzvimbo dziri open spaces idzo vanokwanisa kuti vanoshandisa vamwe vanhu. Saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti apa huori chaiwo kuti hunzi hunopedzwa nemacouncillors kana kuti washandi zvichatinetsei kana kuhurumende uko kusina kana kuchinge kuine clarity yekuti huori huri wrong. Zvinoreva kuti maresidents akapa mareports anonymous aidza kuofisi ya prosecutor general, kuministry ya local government kana kumapurisa, pachaitwa chimwe chinhu chinoratidza kuti hurumende iri serious kupedza dambudziko rehuori munyika mose.
Yeah.
Kwete kukanzuru kwega.
Yeah. Ndombo.
Saka ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho.
Ndombo kubata muromo mbichana ipapo Mr. Shumba. Tirikudzoka kwamuri zvakare. Mr. Shumba is saying that he's adamant that the issue of corruption was just too deeply rooted and it has to be uprooted completely. And
yeah, he didn't say how.
Well, he says there is a silver lining that in the sense that they are having 31 new councillors and they watch them very carefully because some of them might receive bad influence from the old people who have already been in the council. And that also, they also have expectations of their own. They also want stands. They also want this and that. So they might fall into the same trap and lead back into the same old problem of corruption.
I guess before the caller, hello caller, how are you? Hello. I think maybe he talks to Ishona. Try Ishona.
Muripa
caller, ukona ine tsumweni. asizwe ngazala ukhola asimuzwa enxa kafakwa nge studio lapha asimuzwa kuhle ukhona Stole, are you there?
Va Stole muri kutinzwa here?
So let's read some of the messages that are being sent by people. We've got Farai Katsande who says Harare needs an unconventional type of leadership to promote innovation and city development. The leaders should ensure the basics are being done. The budget should focus on infrastructural development, first restore roads and then water supplies. Let's go to
Stole. What's Stole Muripo?
Ndiripo
wa wande masura zemi. Da sura masura zemi. Tiba tirebo nenya yai.
Anditi munoona zuri tika wa wande. Kese tirukuda kubiriro yeku mmosha ye Zimbabwe. Saka ziripo ka. Ndinoona sekuti kana urumende iyo iri kutaura kuti avari avasi kuda nezvehuori. Vanofanirwa kuita chinhu chinoratidza kuti vacho vanobatwa vachiita hori paitwe action inogona kutaridza nyika nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zviviri zvinoda kugadziriswa kumba vanhu vabvise pfungwa yekuti tiri vebato iri kana tiri vebato iri because mukazvitarisa kubva kumashure MDC yaichema ichiti itsutsu patanga takabata simba panzvimbo yakati taitadza kuita zvinhu nekuda kwokuti government dzimwe dzenguva yaipindira munyaya kana vakutaura nenhau dzemari saka panoda kubviswa pfungwa chekutanga kuti vanhu vaite zvinhu vachiziva kuti tiri kuita zvinhu kuti nyika ibudirire zvisinei nemapato then vanhu voita zvinhu vachiziva kuti zvatiri kuita izvi tiri kusenza pamwe chete kuti tiribudiririse Zimbabwe
bhenhe
votanga kurwa nenyaya dzehuori zvine siriasi yekuti vanhu vanogona kunzwisisa nokuona kuti uyu akaita huori akasangana nechakati mationa ndo pfungwa dzangu idzo dzameno kuti munopawanawo sei
aiwa tinotonza kwamuri imi zvamataura izvi munofunga kuti zvingakwanisiwa nenzira ipi mutora yakaita sezvamatanga kutaura zvekumisa uroi chamungada kuona chichiitwa panyaya yezvekumisa zvouori ndechipi
sekutanga kune vanhu vatinotonyatsoziva vanogona vakambonge vabudiswa kana panyaya kana pamapepanhau avakanga vachibuda zvinonyatsozivikanwa kuti nhingi ane nhau yakati akaita dzisina kwadzakaperera kwatakazoona nyaya idzodzo ndosekutanga ngatitore yekutanga mazuva muna November tine maministers atakanzwa kuti vakawanika vaine dzimari zhinji dziri mumba dzakavharirwa dzakaoneka nemunhu wese kana mapamatande mutande zvikabuda but izvezvizvi tikada kuzvitora titi allright chii chakaitwa kune munhu akafanana naye hatini kwatinenge zvatinogona kuteerera kana kubuda nacho takabata kuti ichi ndo chiripo muri kuzviona saka ndo chekutanga idzo dzinozivikanwa nhau ngadziteererwe dzibudiswe pachena dzekerere kuti munhu wese agone kuona kuti allright uori zvahuri kunzi hwakaipa uyu akahuita akasangana nechakati ndokuti vasiri kuhuita vatyewo nekuti mukazvitarisa izvezvizvi vacho vazhinji tombotora hedu example vari kufarira utongi huripo izvezvizvi munononave chavari kuita nacho mari zvinenge zvisina hujekerere zvimwe zvacho zvinosanganisira uori okuiti kana zvakadaro vanowana chavanowana pane zvavari kuita izvo vashoma ruzhinji runonga ruchitambura saka hurumende inofanirwa kureresa pakurwisana neuroyi hurumende inofanira kureresa pakuti kana maelections apera maindi yekambeni ngaichibuda mupfungwa dzevanhu vahwina pakuti vave vatungamiriri padzinzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana ngavasapotwe zvakafanana wedza ndewe kana kati anoda mari yekuita chakati ngavaregedze kuva nedivision yekuti pamwe mari haiende kwari kuti vasabhotedze kuti next time pavanonga vaviita maelections kunzi havaonai vakatungamirira constituents akati yanga akabatwa ne MVP kati yanga akabatwa ne Zanu Ndonga kana yanga akabatwa ne chi havana chavakaita
so
ita kushandira pamwe ndokuti nyika yakati
ayo tinotenda zvikuru vasitole Mr. Stole Zadamant also that you know, for all these things to change, the government itself has to show a willingness to make a change, especially to make a move against corruption. He is wondering why a lot of people who were identified as being corrupt or who were involved in what he calls corruption, and they were, we read about them in the newspapers, we saw some of them being arrested, but the whole issue just fell quiet. So he's saying, unless we start punishing people who are involved in corruption, as the, you know, if unless we start punishing them to show them, to show the people that corruption is not going to be tolerated, we are not going to go anywhere.
So, Baba Kabarami, you connect when? Yes, I want to go to Kolapoke, go to Lawayo, who connect the civil war, Ekotin, Lafana Kutua, Makona from Batiswayo, a councillor at Tize. Akupikisa amakansela angkona ati hayi konoko ngabantu basiqambela manga kodwa nxa sikhangela ke siya phambili sephambili lapha lizayenzana ukuthi kungabe lokufumbathisana
oqhakathekileyo ukuthi ama processes nxa senza ama processes ngananzelela ukuthi ama processes especially if we talk about into the procurement we papers go from office to office and there are delays omunye egcina amapepa ehofisini yakhe to process then we maybe tender kolokana kuyayenza ukuthi kugcine kuinfluence abantu ukuthi ebona ngathi kumbe umuntu se expecta something sebe siyadizwa ema hofisini but what I see is very important is ukuthi nxa kungaba le anything maybe njengekufanisele nge project example ifakile egodini if there is anything like that kumele kube the process where everyone is there, the councillors are there, the directors are there, and all stakeholders. Kuyenziwe i-adjudication, iyenziwe umuntu onke khona. There is a criteria in choosing the best bidder or the best supplier for any services. So that process should be done when everyone is there. Liyakubanga konke laphana likhangele ukuthi lo are they meeting the procurement rules. Are they meeting? Do they have all the documents that are required to what to be a supplier? Are they in the suppliers list and all those things? The criteria is changed. So I am going to go to umuntu kumbe ukhethe company ukuthi iyo ezathatha itender lokuyenza umsebenzi lo one kumele i process yana yenziwe umuntu onke khona kungabi la delays ama delays ona lawo iwacine esenza ukuthi umuntu ecele cabanga lengqondo ukuthi edize umuntu that kind of thing. So what is important is that I think kuba nzima ukuthi kube labantu abangu 20 besenze iprocess yokukhetha usupplier kumbe service provider kube le influence ukuthi umuntu sengadiza abantu abangu 30 it's not easy so what is important is that akumelanga sisalele umsebenzi we should do away with this system nelane ukuthi kuthiwa uzamelela 6 months uzamelela reply every Harare if there is anything that has to be done just we can sit together, make a decision. We have all the requirements. If the suppliers meet the requirements and the is the lowest bidder, whatever criteria you're using, they should be awarded that tender without the So I think we can take it delays, unnecessary delays. Or with there is an opportunity. You see our residents, they have the capacity to buy stands and build. And you saw there was a stampede esitho labantu babegcwele laphana vele izimali zabo befuna ukwenzani befuna ukuthenga amastand kodwa the whole process abantu they are frustrated abanye bala ama form sebelinde 10 15 years and you don't see the reason why they are not getting those things imali yabo balayo which means they have the money to build imali abayibhadalayo is the same money that is used to service those things.
But thank you.
You are actually trying to get these people to come and pray, pay bribe. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
so we want to make sure with our processes here to own and to zone services here that we do those things on time.
Yes, I was a colleague, but all what he's saying is, you know, this process of the tender system in Zimbabwe is fraught with irregularities. He says if a tender is floated, it takes some time before people get some responses. and the responses come from Harare. So he says, why not do it locally? So he says, if ever they do it as Bulawayo councillors, that can work out very well. So he's really crying over that issue. Maybe Mr. President Shumba may respond to some of these things.
Vashumba, Muripo. Vapresha Shumba, Muripo.
I think maybe his line has got a problem. Yeah. So we've got John Oswald Makombe, who says the idea of parties vetting potential mayors is very good. The mayoral post is not for illiterate people. We need people who are financially and administratively literate, regardless of type. There is no town or city in Zimbabwe where there is one type only. Office bearers should be chosen on merit, as long as they are in the locality of that particular local authority. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there you are. So this person is talking maybe against the background of what happened in Bulawayo.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Where some people are very angry over what is going on there.
Mm.
Then Frank Mangete says, Uma ukansela ko Bulawayo emele indawo, kumele akhulume ulimi lolo ongani ufisa ukukhuluma. Kumbe, ube bhala njalo. So kodwa ke yena ubona ngazani kumele umuntu akhulume i-local language, which means akhulume kuzwisiswa ngabantu. Then kuzobuya ke uDube Bongani uthi salibonani, yes, akubingelela lathi mfowethu. So lo Ruben Ndlovu uthi lami ngikhona. Ruben, phosele inamba yakho uthi sixoke lawe mnumzana. So maybe we can go back to Kambarami and then we talk to him more.
Kambarami, muri kundinzwa?
Yebo, ndiri kukunzwa.
Yeah. Pane umwe atataura naye a few minutes ago, Vastole, vanga vachiti ivo, you know, panofanira kuvavo nechinguva chokuti vanhu vadzidziswe kukoshesa basa ravanoita rokuseva rokuitira nyika basa ravanenge vachiita, vachiitira kuti kuda pamwe izvi zvingava pavo pfungwa dzokurega kuita zvouori. Batara zvine nyaya yekusungisa nokuendesa kumataredzi mhosva vanhu vanenge vanzi vapomerwa nyaya kuita dzouori. Imimi munofunga kuti zvinokwanisika here kana takatarisa zvanga zvichitika mumacity council nomuhurumende makore iwaya mashomani anapfuura kusvika patiriko zvinezvi? Munoona sekuti hurumende ingakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo?
Ipapo, what I can say is, number one, we have a problem in our judiciary system in Zimbabwe, where we have some people who are above the law. I think, you know, if we were in other countries, the South Africa, you know, even the president himself, he can be sued. I think you saw all those stories that we had, like in South Africa, Jacob Zuma, even Malema, and all those things, they had their scandals, and they went through the same process. What is important is that we should have the judiciary system esebenza kuhle, engaseviyo abantu ngama political party the mihlobo, because konokena kuqakathekile. That is why you see someone goes and steals money or receives money. Like, I'll give you another example. The example of Wignell, he received the money for that solar project, and he was buying gold chains and the girls going to Dubai for holiday and all those things. Anjo, that kind of thing. But after receiving his money, and the regulars which are willing to bang a man's eye on. So what is important in the Okala and you each judiciary system here to Iko right. Umele Ulun is the Konojana of Indava, the corruption, Umunta, and Chontima Alanjo. The law should take its course. But Mazola by a man of a place won't take Anjo. Bawes, I wanted to tell everyone which I was also in the Luton, even now Kunuma Alanjo, who won Utumundlo, who lives in Tanga, I see, Mazum Chedum Kuza, which was against that. And who near Antos Amenza and there was, I wouldn't delay. So Konokana very wrong. We cannot run our country like that. That is the reason why we're also not getting investors from other countries. Investor maybe well in it is the 5 million. ikwazi ukuthi engaze lihambise court akula into azayenza uzaluza ikhesi yana. That is the reason why, because they know, they consider all those things. Investor, they are going to get a lot of money. They are going to have a judiciary system. It's a very good thing. So, when they are going to affect to the corruption, they are affect to the investors, because no one would want to be associated with a country that is no, that is people who are above the law.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, I'm going to call you. Yes, static caller. See, we are going to stop it up. Let's take a caller now.
Yeah. John Bonda Muripo Yereparunare.
Varunare Magadniva one
day. Lipo Angu Vakurwang. Timatri Winaya. Munos wanna say
the one of the reasons Nore Mazukuru Kutantira move the business a giri battery to South Africa.
She knows a good thing.
I say, corruption upon a panacopera can I tap as it titore mosquito can I titore gondo, put in door in Dantungu, Mugat Medura, because already Varipova to Tumari would not worry, Wagasari, Kusa, worry, Wacho, Utara, Sikapi, Tapis, worry, Guy, Rita Nikaidi. Not you are worry, what is Arab corruption, what is Arab alarm?
Saka, straight to a say, I ever bond.
Is better than a good guy could be under a corner, could drop on it, could be you, Tunamir, what you would be already with Tunamir, why would you put the donut? Sarah, two of metal like Jim Hobaman, that's who goes to Tiro Gatara, Tunamir, Uripa, Unata, no Pasabita. One would tell Saint Amaru, who takes the Marin Kabinika, who keep up my teeth to the Motari, and I keep on my Mazina, Migaba, Mamma, Canton, Avo, Motar, veterans, Motari,
Kova, never wonder. Kova Tungamiri varipo handiti vakasarudzwa navanhu iko zvino zvinezvi. Handiti chakubva musarudzo vanhu vakasarudza. Taura henyu.
Tiripo pachokwadza chaiti utungamiri huripo hauna kusarudza asi hwakazvisarudza nemhaka yekuti hwakazviisa nechisimba chausingafaniri.
Mazita yakapota. Misapota yeye saying that we to get rid of corruption we must get rid of President government. he wants the present government to be removed so that we start afresh with people who respect the need to get rid of corruption.
We so, can't say a lot if it is done democratically. Well, it's the will of the people.
Yes, that's his view. Maybe it's just you know, a lot of people feel that change is going to be slow in coming since we are, you know, we have the same people who have always been in government. Maybe that's where this skepticism is coming from.
Before going to Shum, there's Thompson Namlilo who sent a message.
Right.
So his message reads as follows. Melting pot cities like Harare and Bulawayo are home to many tribes and races. Therefore, election of mayors must be about best interests of the respective city than narrow, sterile, tribal misconceptions. And then we've got Mr. Pamela Kumalo, who writes, it was a big mistake for the councillor to speak in a language that is not local. So he says, it is never wise to be a leader of a people who feel you are an outsider. If we are to be honest, anyone wants to be a leader in a particular area must learn the local language. That is how you show your love for the people who actually voted you and you are leading them. I think these are some of the messages that we are getting, Mr. Wande. Most probably we can now
that,
go over.
That is a topic of its own. Because it touches on a lot of other things, and it also has repercussions on a variety of things. I'm inclined to go with the was it Mlilo, the first message you read. You know, I'm inclined to agree with him more. about the melting pot kind of metropolitan.
But this other one too is saying you must learn the local language.
Yeah. But
how do you meet people when you are not conversant in
that is quite understandable. Mm. But even if we look at a president, does a president have to speak all the languages of the country?
Maybe that's another argument for another day.
That is not really a must. But on a local level, such as we are talking about, like if you are a councillor, there is, of course, you know, a problem. If you cannot speak the local language.
Let's get Mr. Shumba on this one. Mr. Shumba, there are some people who are saying that if you are a councillor, you need to learn the local language. You need to know the local language. If you don't know the local language, he says, that's a big mistake. What's your take on that?
There is cultural hybridization throughout where people have mixed up from across the country, from even foreigners have come in. They have become part of us and they've been assimilated into our community structures.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you go to Mbare Msika, there are a lot of people from East and West Africa. They are running businesses there. But when you are looking at probably, let's talk about my hometown, Rusape.
Mm-hmm.
The Mawungwes, who are largely Shona, they are there. They would really know who they want. We have a lot of people who have moved from such areas as Gokwe, as Mashingo, and as far as the Ngai, who have relocated to Seto in some parts of those communities, and they are speaking both their the Ndebele, and they also speak Shona. But what matters most is that you can, when people have chosen you to be their counselor, there are different people you are representing, and there is no one singular culture that is dominant, unless if people are very specific to assume that everyone who lives in Rusape is Shona or is a Maungwe, when that is not correct, because people are speaking different languages within that area. And by getting elected as probably a Shona in an area like Bulawayo, it means that the local ward people had confidence in the party this councillor represented. And so they did not look at the person's cultural background or language, but they looked at their party. That is the tragedy of how we have been electing our councillors. We have been electing them based on our love for a political party instead of our love and appreciation of the individual's competencies and capacities. So they now discover that they have elected someone who speaks a language that they probably do not want to associate with. But the reality is that there has been a mixture of cultures among people. We have everyone spread across. You don't get to a community where there are pure, like in Ndebeles, there are pure, like Shonas. The people have mixed up. So
thank you so much.
Must not really limit us, because we are all Zimbabweans. I don't mind being represented by someone who speaks Ndebele in Rusape, because I think we have nearly three people who are not necessarily Manikas, who have been elected there. And they are representing the people, and they are Zimbabweans. They have a right to be elected into office, irrespective of their geographical location or background, because we are all in Zimbabwe. These are not foreigners.
Thank you, Mr. Shumba. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you shortly. Let's take a caller. We've got Mike Slobo. Slobo, kunjani? Baba Slobo, sabona? Hello, Mr. Slobo, how are you?
Siyazwana.
Yes, I'm going to go to the hospital. How are
you? I'm going to go to the hospital.
Yes, I'm going to go to the hospital. Yes, I'm going to go to the hospital. Yes, I'm going to go to the
Ya ngiyarizwa indaba yenu elixoxa ngayo kakhulu lento yazi ukuthi indaba ebaluleke kakhulu ngoba as it is right now uyabona mina ngihlala eGwanda ne ngihlala eGwanda kanjalo mina umalume ophethwe iasthma mangifika ekhaya ngikambisa umalume esibhedlela only to go somewhere like I think that person she was somewhere like 25 years if not 24 around there the person she's talking like talking to me with Shona but she's replying to me with andikunzi but why can't you just speak English if ever you can't hear me but you are responding ufuna ukuzwa ukuthi nomuntu uphethwe yini with your own language why if you are forgetting ukuthi okay fine labantu ngamandebele why don't you just suggest ukuthi okay fine since mina I can't understand isindebele let me just use another alternative ezobangcono ukuthi labantu laba sikwazi ukucommunicate kahle understand lo muntu yena ubona kungcono ukuthi yena asebenzise eyakhe language kundawo ayazikhona ukuthi labantu laba ende west part of esibhedlela that person ogula can't even express express ngendlela yabe ufuna ukuzi express afuna ukuzi express ngakhona ngelanguage engathi yakhe you understand of which I don't think bona they can tolerate us masingaya endaweni zabo sifike sibatreate ngendlela bona abafuna ukusitreata ngakhona kwezethu indawo you understand as much as it is i-counselor umuntu ofanele osebenze nabantu babudube umuntu ofanele a-understand izidingo zabantu insuku zonke abantu babekwazi ukucommunicate naye ngendlela elula hayi ukuthi uzoletha umuntu okuyukuthi sinabantu abadala abangeke bakwazi ukukhuluma isikhiwa abangeke bakwazi ukukhuluma mhlawumbe yona leyo language i-council eyikhulumayo okuyukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi abantu abadala babengasebenzisa ini isindebele sabo cause leya ndawo yindawo yabo bekwazi ukuchazela i-council yabo ukuthi okay as a counselor yethu umuntu ofanele usebenzele sikuthume every day iproblem esilawo namhlanje sivuke singena gesi belofele but yena ukuthi abonise abantu ngasendaweni ukuthi okay thina mina vele ngiyathetha umsoko uma uzothi wena ufuna ukufungiswa ngelanguage eso it shows ukuthi lo muntu lona uracist yena ngokwakhe belofele so uzosebenza njani nabantu e-racist
hayi sesikuzwile sibili sihlobo sibuke kakhulu sihlobo sakho
All right,
yeah, well, yes, so his point was, you know, people need to speak local languages. He says there's a case in which he went to a hospital and didn't understand Shona, and somebody insisted in talking Shona. So maybe the way forward from Kamarami in some of these issues, as a counselor, what can they do really to sort out this problem? Yes, if we can pose that question to him.
Mr. Kamarami, in short, how do you think this problem should be handled? Just briefly.
Engibona ukuthi mina gobulawayo singathi siba le problem enkulu. Ayisiko okokuthi kumbe umuntu enxenye akwazi ukukhuluma isindebele kuphela. Of course, ngiyakwazi ukuthi bakhona abangabe bengekho fluent ekukhulumeni isindebele, but okunye sokungokukhethana ngezindimi ngoba ukhangela like ngizakufanisela njengami mina. Ngazalelwe phela ndaba. Ngakhulela eLobhengula khona phana and I've lived all my life lapha koBulawayo. Ama-business ami akhonapha koBulawayo ngafunda khona apha into zami zonke, lezi zovu zami zikhona lapha nje. Angikwazi, I don't know any other province. Ngingahamba kwamanye ama-province, bayangizwa lesi sihlobo ukuthi isona nxa isikhuluma isho, bayasizwa isona sami ukuthi silethoni esindebele phakathi. Ngiyandathena. But okunye ngokuthi vele ama-fights angikhona ngingawethi ayibhala izinto kuyena ukuthi abantu bemthwakazi, let me be more specific. Abantu bemthwakazi babuya bele agenda esitholu ngilanga sigcotshwa behlabela phandle besithi namhla kutshonela ingenayo. Ngiyandathena. And they came in bezobamba bafika bathi ukhansela ngempama ehlezi kumathembazi that kind of thing so into zona ziyana iBulawayo is a metropolitan city it's not like any other it's not like any other province kulabo zishabane also they are part of this local zone kumele abantu bekukhangele konke konke kodwa khona nje uqhakathekile la ukuthi vele ukhansela nxa elapha efunde isihlobo salapha
kwenze ukuthi awubonike sikuzwile kakhulu kampala ngoku discard sethu yiso sesidliwe kumangoyi sibonga kakhulu
then okunye
yeah just what no sesile problem yesikhathi baba we have to uvala kancane. So, thank you so much for those that joined us tonight. on Studio 7 Live Talk. We also wish to say thank you to our guests, Mr. Kambarami Tinashe, and Mr. Precious Chumba. Signing off, please keep Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Janono Kawande. Until we get together again next time with another interesting topic, please take care and good night.